Now, a nail-biting time again today for this year's school leavers anxiously waiting the first round of third-level college and university place offers. The CAO will be releasing details at 2 o'clock, and tens of thousands will receive emails and texts alerting them to any offers or places on courses they've chosen. Students can also check online at the CAO website at 2 o'clock. And joining us from our Galway studio is Eileen Keelahan, Communications Officer with the CAO. Good morning, Eileen. Will you explain how the release of offers today is being managed?
Oh, good morning. As you mentioned there, applicants will be able to log into their CAO application via My Application from 2 p.m. today to view and indeed to accept an offer if they have received one and if they wish to do so. So applicants have until the reply date, which is 3 p.m. on the 3rd of September, to accept an offer if they wish to do so. Some applicants might accept right away if, for example, they received their first preference course. For others, they may need to take a little bit of time to consider the offer, but they must have it accepted by 3 p.m. on the 3rd of September. For applicants who are unsure about an offer, I suppose it's important to consider the offer that you receive in round one as potentially the only offer you might receive. You know, if you've received a lower preference, for example, maybe a third preference or something like that, you know, you can accept this offer and, you know, you may still be considered for a higher preference offer in a later round if a place becomes available and you're deemed eligible for it.
That is very important for people to know that and for students to know that. But if you look at previous years, how likely are applicants today, first of all, to get an offer and to get the offer of the course of their choice?
So I suppose last year, looking at last year's figures, 85% of applicants might have gotten one of their top three level 8 preferences. And then I think 59% last year received their first preference level 8 offer. Then over on the level 7-6 list, you'll see about 90% of applicants getting their first preference course or 99% getting one of their top three on their level 7-6 list. So there were over 87,000 offers issued last year in round one to almost 58,000 applicants.
And will it be up on that this year?
I couldn't speculate at the moment, but it'll all become clear, and then the picture will become much clearer at 2 o'clock today when applicants can log in and view their offer and also view the points charts, which will be available at cao.ie/points from 2 p.m.
All right. And when students meet the points threshold and they have a number one choice of a course of their choice, some courses will still end up, won't they, being a lottery for them?
Yeah, so there are a small number of very high demand courses that will go to what's called random selection. So random selection is the mechanism chosen by the colleges to deal with the situation where there are too many applicants on the same points for a limited number of places. So in these instances, courses will go to random selection and they can be identified in the points charts. They'll have an asterisk beside the points score to indicate that the course went to random selection. And in this situation, unfortunately, not all applicants who have achieved the cutoff points will be issued an offer.
But your advice to them is, and you've alluded to it in case of all courses earlier, that pick your second preference if that offer is there, and you can always change that if you get another round of offer.
Yeah, so if you receive a lower preference course, you know, you can accept this course. You may receive something higher up on your list. You know, round two offers issue, I think it was about 3,000 offers issued in round two last year. We do have up to 5 rounds of offers right up until the beginning of October. So there may be something in a later round. Now, you cannot go down in your order of preference. You can only go up in your order of preference. So if you've received your first preference offer today, you won't receive anything lower down on your list.
All right.
Just very quickly, there is another facility which opens tomorrow on the CAO website as well for anybody who might have been disappointed or might want to consider another course, and that's called Available Places, and that'll be available from noon tomorrow.
All right, all details on the CAO website, offers from 2 o'clock today. Eileen Keelahan of the CAO, thank you very much.